The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up from the ACB.org, call for nominations for the 2023 Audio Description People's Choice Award. Dateline Alexandria, Virginia, June 6, 2023. The American Council of the Blind, ACB, announces that the Audio Description People's Choice Award opens for nominations June 6, 2023. The winners will be revealed during the 2023 ACB Audio Description Awards Gala, which will take place virtually on November 14th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. The Audio Description Awards Gala celebrates inclusivity and recognizes the entertainment industry's role in providing access to film and television through audio description for people who are blind or have low vision. The Audio Description People's Choice Award, now in its second year, is a unique opportunity for fans to get involved by showing their support for the audio description they love the most. The 2023 Audio Description People's Choice Award is truly representative of the people's voice. We encourage all audio description consumers to make your voice heard and nominate your favorite films and series with outstanding audio description, said Dan Spoon, S-P-O-O-N-E, ACB's Interim Executive Director. The selection process for the Audio Description People's Choice Award takes place in two phases. First, ACB will accept nominations in two categories, film and series, from June 6th through June 26th. Second, the top titles in each category will compete for the grand prize during a two-week voting period from July 25th through August 8th. Nominee selections must follow the nomination criteria, hot link, to be eligible for the finalist vote. The Audio Descriptions People Choice Award nomination form can be found at https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/ADA awards-nominations2023. To submit your nomination by phone, call 202-596-7041. Join us at the 2023 Audio Description Awards Gala for an exciting evening featuring celebrity guests as we applaud audio description. Learn more at www.adaawardsgala.org. About the American Council of the Blind. The American Council of the Blind is a national, member-driven organization representing Americans who are blind or visually impaired. For more than 60 years, ACB has become a leader in national, state, local, and even international advocacy efforts. With 68 affiliates, ACB strives to increase independence, security, equality of opportunity, and to improve the quality of life for all people who are blind and visually impaired. For more information, visit www.acb.org. From ScienceDaily.com, Science News. Scientists achieve promising results toward restoring vision in blindness caused by cellular degeneration in the eye. Research reveals a promising stem cell approach to correct photoreceptor cell degeneration, which underlies several forms of visual decline and blindness. Dateline April 13th, source Duke NUS Medical School. Summary, research reveals a promising stem cell approach to correct photoreceptor cell degeneration, which underlies several forms of visual decline and blindness. Full story. A preclinical study using stem cells to produce progenitor photoreceptor cells, light-detecting cells found in the eye, and then transplanting these into experimental models of damaged retinas has resulted in significant vision recovery. This finding by scientists at Duke NUS Medical School, the Singapore Eye Research Institute, and the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, that's spelled K-A-R-O-L-I-N-S-K-A, marks a first step towards potentially restoring vision in eye diseases characterized by photoreceptor loss. Our laboratory has developed a novel method that enables the production of photoreceptor progenitor cells resembling those in human embryos, said Assistant Professor Tae Hui Goon, that's T-A-Y, H-W-E-E-G-O-O-N, first author of the study from Duke NUS Center for Vision Research. Transplantation of these cells into experimental models has yielded partial restoration of the retinal function. The degeneration of photoreceptors in the eye is a significant cause of declining vision that can eventually lead to blindness and for which there is currently no effective treatment. Photoreceptor degeneration occurs in a variety of inherited retinal diseases, such as retinitis pigmentosa, a rare eye disease that breaks down cells in the retina over time and eventually causes vision loss, and age-related macular degeneration, a leading cause of vision impairment worldwide. Assistant Professor Tay and her team developed a procedure to grow human embryonic stem cells in the presence of purified laminin proteins that are involved in normal development of human retinas. In the presence of the laminins, stem cells could be directed to differentiate into photoreceptor progenitor cells, responsible for converting light into signals that are sent to the brain. When these cells were transplanted into damaged retinas, the preclinical models showed significant recovery of vision. A diagnostic test called electroretinogram also identified significant recovery in the retinas via electrical activity in the retina in response to a light stimulus. The transplanted cells established connections with surrounding retinal cells and nerves in the inner retina. They also survived and functioned for many weeks after transplantation. Moving forward, the team hopes to refine their method to make it simpler and achieve more consistent results than earlier attempts to explore stem cell therapy for photoreceptor cell replacement. It is exciting to find these results, which suggest a promising route toward using stem cells to treat those forms of visual deterioration and blindness caused by the loss of photoreceptors, said Dr. Helder Andre, head of molecular and cellular research from Karolinska Institute's Department of Clinical Neuroscience and a senior author of the study. His name is spelled H-E-L-D-E-R-A-N-D-R-E. Associate Professor Enrico Petretto, E-N-R-I-C-O-P-E-T-R-E-T-T-O, Director of the Center for Computational Biology at Duke NUS and the study's bioinformatics analysis lead, added, "Our method may also be useful for understanding the molecular and cellular pathways that drive the progression of macular degeneration, perhaps leading to the development of other therapeutic approaches. The next challenge for the researchers is to explore the efficacy of their method in models of photoreceptor degeneration that more closely match the human condition. If we get promising results in our future studies, we hope to move to clinical trials in patients," said Professor Carl Trygveson, that's K-A-R-L-T-R-Y-G-G-F-A, let's try again, T-R-Y-G-G-V-A-S-O-N, from Duke NUS Cardiovascular and Metabolic Disorders Program, and the corresponding author of the study. "That would be an important step toward being able to reverse damage of the retina and restore vision. The protocol underlying the procedure developed by Assistant Professor Tai has since been licensed to Swedish biotech startup Alder Therapeutics, A-L-D-E-R. From cronkitenews.azpbs.org. New Phoenix Medical Center to provide health care to people who are blind or visually impaired. Article by Madison Vega for Cronkite News, that's C-R-O-N-K-I-T-E, like the deceased newscaster. Dateline June 12th. Phoenix, Bill Kirby is going through his emails. He swipes through his phone, listening for the email app to pop up. Once it does, the app reads his mail out loud so quickly it sounds like static, making it nearly impossible for most people to understand. Kirby does, but he slows it down so others can hear. Kirby, an alum of a program at the Arizona Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired, teaches IT and technology. He's an instructor among the 65% of people who are blind or visually impaired who were hired as instructors at the center. I'm teaching assistive technology, so anything Microsoft, using a screen reader, or some kind of magnification software, Kirby said. It allows people who are blind or visually impaired to access communication and other life-related technology. Steve Tepper, T-E-P-P-E-R, executive director of the center, and his team work to help people who are blind, visually impaired, or have hearing loss to be independent adults, including performing everyday tasks and building skills to help them get back to work. The program can last about 9 months, but could take up to 2 years, depending on a student's needs, Tepper said. Now they will work with Taros, a nonprofit health organization, so those going through the program, or others with disabilities, get low-cost or free health care. The center and Taros Health are building a new unit in North Central Phoenix. The partnership will give blind and visually impaired people in the area access to primary care, substance abuse treatment, and mental health treatment. This neighborhood deserves the same access and the same equity that our clients do, Tepper said, of the area near 32nd Street and Roosevelt Avenue. Leaders at the center and Taros Health, a mental health and substance abuse treatment at nonprofit that recently added primary care services, came up with the concept during the pandemic. As coronavirus cases soared and vaccinations were made available, a website-based system that mainly required online registrations limited opportunities for people with low vision or who are legally blind. Taros stepped in to provide a vaccination clinic at the center. Our people finally were able to get vaccinated, and that was a really big deal, Tepper said. Tepper and Dr. Vanna Campion, C-A-M-P-I-O-N, chief medical officer at Taros, started brainstorming, talking about the different ways they could work together to provide accessible health care. Ray Young, a health center director for Taros, talked about the collaboration as a beautiful and organic partnership where leaders for both groups want the same thing, equitable health opportunities for people in need. We really focus on the whole patient right. This comprehensive health care and bringing those treatments to the patients, Campion said. As they wait for the building to be completed sometime this summer, they co-host events like a recent community resource fair, Young said, for those who may not have access to medical help. Patients can use Dial-A-Ride, a service that takes low-income people to doctor appointments and other medical services, but it requires advance reservations. If you fall ill midday and you need to get to urgent care, if you can't afford an Uber and don't have someone to drive you, you're not going until the next day, Tepper said. That's why what they like about the coming clinic. We can walk you 30 feet down the hall and into the clinic, Young said. And Young said the collaboration means Taros can expand its services. It's going to help us grow in that capacity to help a different population than we typically don't help in that quantity, Young said. This next article from advancedbionutritionals.com could be considered an extended infomercial. It does cite research. It does not cite sources or provide footnotes. How a Nobel Prize winner's discovery led to a breakthrough in eye health. Studies show it does what lutein, zeaxanthin, and beta-carotene cannot do. If you suffer from vision problems, here's amazing news. Thanks to a Nobel Prize winner's observation, scientists have discovered a new vision-enhancing nutrient that lets you see clearer and focus more easily. In fact, latest research shows it's many times more effective at trapping free radicals than beta-carotene, vitamin E, and vitamin C. It's even more potent than lutein and zeaxanthin. In over 40 years of practicing medicine, I've never seen anything like this for protecting and nourishing your eyes. Here's the full story. As you may know, carotenoids are pigments that give many foods their beautiful color. That succulent corn you eat on the cob is yellow because of a carotenoid called zeaxanthin. That juicy tomato you have in salad is red because of lycopene. And, of course, the carrots you crunch are orange because of beta-carotene. Beta-carotene is the most widely researched carotenoid. That's mainly because it's converted into vitamin A, and vitamin A performs many critical functions in your eyes, including help with blurry vision and sore eyes. Today, it's common knowledge that vitamin A helps your eyes, but this wasn't always the case. Not until a Harvard professor found the presence of vitamin A in the retina and was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Today, he is regarded as one of the top scientists of the 20th century. Nobel Prize winner's observation. This professor's name is Dr. George Wald, W-A-L-D. As part of his research, Wald studied the retinas of cattle, sheep, and pigs. He also examined salmon, tadpoles, and lobsters. Lobsters held an unusual fascination for him, especially the color change they undergo when they're boiled. Unable to find an explanation behind the color change, he posed the question to the scientific community. The full gravity of Wald's observation didn't become clear until 62 years later, when a British research team found the answer. As it turns out, scientists have discovered the nutrient involved in the color change is the most potent antioxidant in nature, beating out every other antioxidant ever studied previously by a wide margin. This antioxidant is called astaxanthin, A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. And today it's dubbed the king of carotenoids. This exciting news for poor vision sufferers because research shows astaxanthin hammers free radicals and enhances blood circulation. It also shields your macula from age-related vision loss, enhances your eye's ability to focus, and reduces eye fatigue. How it works. In today's world, our eyes are subjected to an unprecedented onslaught of pollution, stress, and UV light. This leads to what's called singlet oxygen damage to the eye. Just as metal oxidizes and rusts away, excess singlet oxygen acts as free radicals that harm your cells. That's when antioxidants are needed because they de-rust your body. Unfortunately, most antioxidants, even vitamin A, cannot quench singlet oxygen. But astaxanthin can. In fact, there's no antioxidant more potent for defending against excess singlet oxygen. Research studies show it dwarfs vitamin E by 11 times, it towers over alpha-lipoic acid by 75 times, and it packs 800 times more punch than CoQ10. There's a graph that tells the story. Johns Hopkins researchers make a breakthrough. It's time to tell you about the breakthrough by scientists at Johns Hopkins. Much like the Nobel Prize-winning discovery of vitamin A in the retina, this discovery will forever change the world of vision research. Here's why. As you may know, there are protective sheaths around the brain and retina that protect them from damage. These are called the blood-brain barrier and the blood-retina barrier. Among other things, they keep out harmful fungi and bacteria. Unfortunately, they also keep out most antioxidants, which is why vision problems are so difficult to treat. Even beta-carotene, the most well-known carotenoid, cannot penetrate them. Neither can lycopene or vitamin E. But in a landmark study, researchers at Johns Hopkins found astaxanthin can. Researchers gave 6 doses of astaxanthin to healthy rats for 3 days. After 3 days, the rats' retinas were examined for the presence of astaxanthin. Because astaxanthin does not normally occur in the retina, the researchers didn't expect to find any in the eye. But after examining the rats, they were stunned to find heavy doses of astaxanthin long after the last dose. Unlike other antioxidants, astaxanthin is able to cross the blood-brain barrier and get into the brain. Then once in the brain, it crosses the blood-retina barrier and reaches deep into the retina and the macula where it does the most good. For years, researchers have searched for a carotenoid antioxidant among the 600 naturally occurring carotenoids known to them that's able to quench excess singlet oxygen and pass the blood-brain and blood-retina barriers. And now, for the first time ever, they've found it. The results of this experiment were so impressive, this same team of scientists decided to do further research. In another study, they took rats and placed them on a 12-hour cycle of light and darkness for 2 weeks. Half of the rats were given doses of astaxanthin, the other half were given a placebo. Then all of them were exposed to vision-damaging light nonstop for 24 hours. After a 2-day rest period, the thickness of the exposed rats' retinas were compared to a normal eye. And what researchers found shocked them. Results using rats showed that astaxanthin provides almost 100% protection against light damage and inflammation, where the thickness of the placebo group's retinas withered away by 29%. The astaxanthin group lost hardly any thickness at all. Amazing. Remember, this is after exposure to direct sunlight for 24 hours straight. Are you starting to understand why astaxanthin is number one on my list of top vision nutrients? Astaxanthin can help you focus more easily and deliver protection against tired eyes. Eye fatigue is a recurring problem for millions of people across America. It's estimated that 82% of people who regularly use iPads, mobile phones, and computers experience eye strain, eye fatigue, and headaches. Thankfully, astaxanthin can help relieve dry eyes and blurring. It even helps with double vision. In fact, people who take astaxanthin report being able to see clearer and sharper. In one Japanese double-blind study, 46% of patients given astaxanthin were able to focus to different distances more easily. Plus, they reported relief from blurriness and burning. In another double-blind study, 10 people were broken up into two groups. Both groups were given a battery of vision exams for 20 minutes. Then they were tested for symptoms of eye strain. The difference was one group took astaxanthin and the others did not. After 14 days, they were given the same eye tests. When researchers analyzed the results, they were blown away to discover almost everyone in the placebo group reported dryness, blurry vision, and fatigue, yet those taking astaxanthin reported hardly any symptoms of eye strain whatsoever. So far, at least 9 positive human clinical studies have been published in the area of eye strain, all of them showing glowing reports. Astaxanthin works its magic. If you think astaxanthin only helps restore your vision, think again. Astaxanthin works its magic everywhere, in every part of your body, organs, and skin. Studies show it helps stabilize blood sugar, soothes joint pain, alleviates indigestion, aids in weight loss, cools inflammation, protects your brain, improves cardiovascular health, enhances immune system, and much, much more. Truth is, we're just beginning to understand the wonderful array of benefits astaxanthin delivers to eyes and the rest of your body. But you can't head down to the local health food store and buy it off the shelf. That's because most manufacturers source astaxanthin from crustaceans or salmon, which means you only get puny doses of astaxanthin. The best astaxanthin comes from a little-known microalgae found off the Hawaiian coast. This microalgae is called Haemonococcus pluvialis, and it's up to 250 times more potent. Thankfully, you don't have to worry about taking inferior sources of astaxanthin, because my friends at Advanced Bionutritionals have added Astapure brand astaxanthin, sourced from this powerful microalgae, into Advanced Vision Formula. This is an entirely new and updated formulation. Advanced Vision Formula is a simple, all-natural solution that helps to unleash a surge of energy in your eyes and improves eye strain, helps stabilize blood sugar, soothe burning eyes caused by sitting in front of the computer, sharpen vision so you can read fine print on a prescription label, rediscover your confidence when driving at night, win back your independence and freedom. Advanced Vision Formula is the only formulation I recommend to patients for relieving tired, weak eyes, reducing fatigue caused by eye strain, and supporting eyesight for years to come. And it contains all the essential nutrients and antioxidants eyes need for clearer, sharper vision. Let's discuss each in turn. I have to state here that there is no author cited, so I don't know who I is. Protect your eyesight by strengthening collagen around your eyes. Recently, scientists made an amazing discovery about a powerful vision-enhancing nutrient. In fact, new research out of Italy shows this nutrient protects your eyesight by strengthening collagen around your eyes. And since it's collagen that gives eye muscles their firmness, strength, and elasticity, it means that people struggling with eye strain can easily focus. People battling nearsightedness can see clearer at longer distances. And people challenged by glare can adjust to bright light faster. Recent studies also show this amazing nutrient helps avoid devastating vision loss in ways scientists never dreamed of before. So what is this nutrient? Bilberry. Yes, bilberry. You may already know that bilberry is a potent antioxidant that improves night vision and that World War II fighter pilots took it to enhance visual acuity. But did you know bilberry is proven to save your daytime vision too? It's true. In fact, several studies show bilberry can give eyes overall health for decades. In one study, researchers took a group of people and gave them eye tests. They then gave half the people bilberry and half a placebo. 15 days later, they administered another round of eye tests. What the researchers found astonished them. The group taking bilberry improved their eyesight by a staggering 83%. In another study, researchers gave doses of bilberry and vitamin E to 50 patients. In 48 cases out of 50, tissue strength and blood flow to the eyes were enhanced, as was recovery from glare. That's a stunning 96% success rate. And in a final study, Italian researchers conducted a comprehensive review of 332 articles about bilberry and its role in vision improvement. Time and time again, they discovered a startling fact. Bilberry has a significant effect on strengthening the collagen around the eyes, helping to relieve eye strain and blurry vision. So far, at least 30 studies have been published on bilberry for improving vision health, and all 30 have found it to be effective. From ChristianRecord.org, 2023 Summer Camps. Note, please confirm camp status and dates before scheduling travel. CRS recommends campers who choose airline travel purchase of refundable tickets. National Camps for Blind Children, NCBC, an outreach program of Christian Record Services, is excited to announce its 2023 summer session. NCBC is a program for United States citizens, and partner camps welcome applicants ages 9 to 65. Ages may vary by location, whose corrected vision is not better than 20/200 to register. To register for camp, please click the camp name from the list below or contact the camp directly to receive the application form. Christian Record Services will sponsor one camp per camper per summer camp season, and sponsored funds are paid directly to the partner camp. If a camper wishes to attend additional camps, it will be at their own expense and pending space availability at the other camps. For example, an individual registers for two camps in a single season. The first camp held during the camp season is sponsored. The second camp is at the members' or members' family's expense. Transportation is the responsibility of the camper or the camper's family. When applying for camp, ask the camp coordinator for suggestions about the best ways to travel to and from camp. All partner camp locations are state accredited. Some partner locations are also ACA certified, which adds an additional dimension of safety standards. ACA-accredited camps ensure key aspects of camp operation, program quality, and the health and safety of campers and staff. There is a following list, half of which have passed their deadlines for application. I will begin with the one that still has applications open. Camp Lawroweld, Lawroweld, 288 West Side Road, Weld, Maine, 04285. Camp dates, July 30, 2023 at 4 p.m. to August 6, 2023 at 9 a.m. Ages 9 and up. Registration opened February 1st. Registration deadline is June 30th, 2023. Contact Barbara Chase, 207-797-3760. Email bchase@nnec.org. Activities, archery, art classes, banana boat rides, baking, cooking classes, basketball, beeper kickball, Bible study, boating, board games, camp store, disc golf, gymnastics, kneeboarding, mini golf, nature hikes, paddleboarding, ping pong, rock wall climbing, swimming, talent show, tubing, wakeboarding, and water skiing. Camp Kulakwa, that's Kulakwa, Independent Living Camp. Registration full as of March 22nd. Well, I guess we can't go to that one. Youth Camp Integrated Model, YCIM, Pilot Program. NCBC launched the YCIM pilot program in 2021 out of the desire to allow younger campers, typically ages 7 to 18, but may vary by location, to experience an integrated camp program with sighted peers. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after airing.